Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you're an investor keeping an eye on the stock market, you've probably noticed that there are a handful of trillion-dollar companies that seem to be controlling the news cycle. Our next guest says that they have been controlling the market too, but he believes that might be about to change. Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst with Income Growth Advisors. He joins us by phone now from his office in Daniel Island, South Carolina. Tyson, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be back.
So the trillion-dollar companies controlling the news cycle and the market, it seems, but you think that's about to change?
The reason I think that we are in dangerous territory is that history has a tendency to repeat itself, and you can look back on the history of markets and see certain types of behaviors which repeat themselves. And typically, I would define those as parabolic moves, environments where there is irrational exuberance, and I think we're in one. The run-up of the stock market in preceding the 1929 crash was a period like this. Similarly, in the 60s, the go-go 60s ended in 1974 with a significant decline. And then the 2000 market also had a period where you had tech stocks just putting in enormous runs. Everyone was all betting on the internet. And then everything fizzled, and you have these significant declines. But it's only after these what I call parabolic moves. And what that means is a move that isn't like up 20% per year over year over year, but suddenly stocks are doubling or tripling in short periods of time. And that's precisely what we have. And NVIDIA got to a 3.3 trillion market cap, up from about 500 million about 2 years ago, so almost sixfold. It now, on a valuation basis, is 11% of the U.S. GDP. Think about that. And that is unsustainable. And since it is so heavily weighted, now the biggest weighting in the S&P and the triple Qs and in over 1,000 ETFs, once this stock starts to decline, and historically parabolic moves don't end well, it will keep on going down. Does it happen tomorrow? Does it happen next week, next month? I would think over the next several months, we could be in a position where we start to see NVIDIA decline. I think that it'll take a lot of the other large cap stocks, which have benefited from this excitement over the opportunity of artificial intelligence, and you'll just see a decline, and it could be significant.
And so NVIDIA, what was a really small company that probably nobody had ever heard of before, or maybe a lot of people had never heard of, maybe still not have heard of, is the leader of all of this mania, you're saying, and it's about to make its turn, and that's going to bring everything back to reality.
Exactly.
Okay, so where do we go next then? Where do we put our money?
What I tend to like is to go into things that have high dividends. I think there's nothing wrong, actually, with using some money markets and just keeping some money for some opportunities. I think you can look at the emerging markets and international markets, which largely have not seen the type of rally that the S&P and the triple Q and the U.S. market has in general. So yeah, gold, precious metals, and value stocks, all the things that really have not moved over recent years, I think are places where you can start just moving money into and just do it selectively and patiently.
And then one day, NVIDIA and the rest of the clan will be down in the dumps and we'll buy them back.
We may, but frankly, I think that this is a phenomenon of extraordinary growth, and everyone's fallen in love with the same name. And, you know, the company will do well, but what will happen is the multiple will collapse and the earnings will stop growing at a tremendous growth rate, and the stock will be lower than where it is today. And I look at Cisco, which, you know, had a huge run and then declined about 80%. The NASDAQ from the 2000 top declined 82%. And it was probably a decade until the NASDAQ actually started to move up again in earnest. And I would expect the same with NVIDIA.
Well, Tyson, thank you so much for spending time with us today, and thank you for your insight.
You're welcome. Take care.
Tyson Halsey is a chartered financial analyst with Income Growth Advisors in Daniel Island, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear our show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can also find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.